You're listening to Healthy Living on Brisbane's 4BC.
Yeah, it's great to have your company. Ned Green here, along with Dr. Ross Walker.
Have you hurt your ankle recently? Even something as innocent as an ankle sprain can impact your ability to exercise. And in fact, new research shows almost a quarter of people over the age of 45 do in fact have foot and or ankle pain, which often stops them from doing exercise. So what does this really mean? Well, it means that people carrying ankle and foot injuries have a significantly higher body mass index, more general body pain, and tragically lower fitness levels. So what can we do about this? Dr. Rob Herman is the president of the Australasian College of Podiatric Surgeons, and I'm delighted to say he's on the line. Good evening, Rob.
Hi, Dr. Walker. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, mate. Now, are you surprised by this research?
No, I'm not surprised. The area that I practice in is foot and ankle pathology and conditions and managing these. And it's just the case that people who are affected by these conditions find it much harder to move without discomfort and keep their activity levels higher. So it's much harder for them to keep their fitness up, and hence there are other conditions and diseases that can occur because of these problems.
Sure. So for someone who has injured their ankle or their foot, what treatment is there specifically available for these conditions?
Well, they can certainly go and see their local general practitioner. They can see their general podiatrist, but they can also see a specialist podiatric surgeon who's someone specialised in the management of foot and ankle conditions, like injured ankles, for example. And oftentimes these injuries require acute management, but if there's any damage done to the structures around the ankle, then it can require reconstructive surgery to repair the ligaments of the ankle so that the person doesn't sprain it again and have more injury to their ankle joint.
Right. And what about somebody who has really severe arthritis of their ankle? There's the ankle fusion versus an ankle replacement. What's your position on this?
Well, I find ankle fusion in the right indications actually is quite functional. And it's still the case that ankle replacements are considered experimental. Mm. While they've been around for some time, the general feel is that if someone's very active, an ankle replacement won't last as long.
Right.
And this has got a lot to do with the interface between the implant and the bone. In bigger joints like hips and knees, implants tend to last longer. So while they're popular and attractive in some regards, a very well-placed and well-performed ankle fusion actually provides better function to an previously arthritic joint than a replacement.
Right. So going back to just standard ankle and foot pain before you have to get to that extent, what are the common causes of ankle and foot pain?
Oftentimes people haven't been careful with their training. If they're increasing their activity and they haven't done it in a slow, a progressive nature, perhaps with some help with a trainer, then it's easy to injure yourself. And then, you know, if someone's enthusiastic about keeping their fitness up, they'll keep going and injure themselves again. And if something like straining the arch and getting soreness in the arch and getting arch and heel pain, the condition can get worse, or ankles, as we've talked about. So not having enough training in what they're doing. Poor footwear is another thing. If shoes that are being used aren't supported enough and are not stopping people from going over on their ankle or their foot, that can help. Many people have a biomechanical malalignment within their foot and ankle, and oftentimes what they need is a prescription orthotic device, which is what a general podiatrist can do to balance the person up and allow them to walk better. And other people just have chronic ongoing conditions that require reconstructive surgery.
And getting to that point, many surgeries by specialist podiatric surgeons like yourself aren't covered by the MBS. So tell us about that, and do you think it's going to change?
Well, we've been negotiating and discussing this with the Department of Health and the federal government and a number of health ministers because we've come into existence as a registered specialty since 2010. So we've been around as a specialty for 13 years. We provide services to a lot of the elderly, a lot of female patients, to indigenous peoples as well. And the fact that there is no MBS rebate for not only the surgery we provide, but the associated services like anaesthetics and pathology makes it very expensive for patients. Mm. And when you consider that the waiting lists for elective surgery are growing by the day, as you can see in the media, and people are waiting for 6 to 12 months to have their elective foot and ankle surgery, it's a problem of ever-growing demand, and we've got a group of surgeons here who could easily provide more services because we're only working at about 30 or so percent capacity if there was an MBS or MBS-like funding for what we do.
Mm. So what's your message to someone listening right now who's suffering because they've got problems with ankle or foot pain? What can they do?
Well, again, they should see their general practitioner or general podiatrist, and if it's an ongoing problem, see someone like myself, a registered paediatric surgeon, to get an opinion. And if they come to a position, there are some health funds that pay reasonably well, but if they come to a position where they want to have this elective work done, it may mean approaching their local MP to support the current request for MBS or MBS-like funding for what we do.
Well, I think it's important information, Robin. I think the message here is people should not be suffering in silence. They should get some help, and it's great that we've got people like you who can offer that help for them.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate.
There he goes, Dr. Rob Herman, the president of the Australasian College of Podiatric Surgeons. This is Healthy Living.